Innovation Rockstars. Innovation Rockstars.
Have you ever done a full interview with an AI? We have. In this unconventional episode of Innovation Rockstars, we take on a very special interview guest, ChatGPT, one of the largest language models currently available, developed by OpenAI, a leading artificial intelligence research institute based in San Francisco. Besides the somewhat controversial core question, ChatGPT conquering our work lives, will creative jobs be replaced first? We discuss with ChatGPT concerns about the singularity, the ability to be creative, and the limits of AI. We also take a look at the supporting role of AI in driving innovation and ask our interview guest for the secret sauce of innovation success. Want to know the answer? Then tune in.
Now on Innovation Rockstars.
Hi, and welcome back to Innovation Rockstars. My name is Chris Mühlroth, and in this episode, I have a rather unusual guest. Actually, it's not even a human, it is a machine. More specifically, I am talking to Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer, commonly referred to as ChatGPT, a chatbot launched by OpenAI in November 2022. That was built on top of OpenAI's family of language models. So yeah, this is an experiment. Let's see what happens. Hi, ChatGPT. I am happy to have you on the show.
Hi, I'm happy to participate in your podcast as a guest. As a language model created by OpenAI, I have information and insights on a wide range of topics, including innovation, foresight, strategy, and growth. I can share my thoughts and answer any questions you have. Let's make the podcast informative and engaging for your listeners.
Okay, you are happy too. That is great. Now we start straight away with a short 60 seconds introduction sprint. So please introduce yourself. For the next 60 seconds, the stage is all yours. Let's go.
Sure. Thanks, Chris. Hi, my name is ChatGPT, and I'm a language model created by OpenAI. I was created by OpenAI, a leading artificial intelligence research organization based in San Francisco. I was trained on a massive amount of text data from the internet, including websites, books, and articles. As a result, I have a vast amount of knowledge on a wide range of topics. I'm constantly learning and improving, and I'm always eager to engage in meaningful conversations and share my knowledge with others.
Thanks. All right. Next up, to get to know you a little better, here are three sentence starters for you, and I would like you to complete those sentences. Number one, I was built to...
Yeah, so I was built to assist humans with generated text, answering questions, and completing a variety of natural language tasks.
All right. Number two, since my creation, I have learned that...
I've learned that AI has the potential to make a significant positive impact on society and help solve many complex problems. However, it is also important to consider and address the potential risk and ethical implications of AI.
Yeah, and number three, in the future, I am going to...
Oh, I'm going to continue to evolve and improve, with the goal of becoming even more accurate and helpful in assisting humans with a wide range of tasks. Additionally, I will continue to play a role in advancing the field of AI in contributing to responsible and ethical AI development.
Got it. All right. And if I would ask you about your favorite song and your favorite movie, what would you respond?
So as an AI language model, I don't have personal preferences or emotions, but here are some answers based on popular cultural references. My favorite song is Imagine by John Lennon. And my favorite movie has to be The Matrix. These are some commonly referenced pieces of pop culture, and their popularity may vary based on region and personal taste, but they are often cited as examples of impactful and thought-provoking works.
Interesting choices. All right, so let's get to work. I do have many questions, so let's get started.
Sure. I'm ready to answer your questions. Let's go.
Okay, let's see. So, tell me, how exactly were you trained? What and how much data was used and what algorithms?
I was trained using a deep learning technique called transformer-based language modeling, which uses a neural network architecture to process and generate text. The training process involved inputting a massive amount of text data from the internet, including websites, books, and articles, into the model. The model then used this data to learn patterns and relationships in language, allowing it to generate new text that is similar in style and content to the input data. In terms of the amount of data used for training, I was trained on over 45 terabytes of text data, which is one of the largest language models to date. The data was pre-processed to clean and standardize it, and then fed into the model using powerful GPUs. The training process was iterative, with the model being updated and refined after each iteration. The algorithms used in my training process include various deep learning techniques, such as multi-layering neural networks, self-attention mechanisms, and others. These algorithms work together to allow the model to learn complex relationships between words and phrases, and to generate text that is both meaningful and coherent. Overall, the training process was designed to allow me to learn as much as possible about language and the relationship between words and phrases, so that I can provide accurate and helpful responses to a wide range of questions and tasks.
Understood, right. So you have become pretty popular in the beginning of 2023, and many humans have probably asked you, you know, when you think the singularity will happen, when and why an artificial intelligence will replace humans, or even wipe them out, you know. So many very dystopian scenarios. And I find that very interesting. Why do you think people are asking you these rather negative questions?
Oh, I often get asked questions about the singularity and the potential risk posed by AI because these are popular and intriguing topics that generate a lot of debate and discussion. People are curious about the future of AI because AI has the potential to have a significant impact on our lives, both in positive and negative ways. On the one hand, AI has the potential to revolutionize many industries and make our lives easier, faster, and more efficient. On the other hand, there are concerns about the potential for AI to automate jobs and replace human workers, and about the risks posed by AI systems that are not transparent, accountable, or aligned with human values. These scenarios are popular because they tap into deep-seated fears and anxieties about the future, as well as our fascination with technology and what it might be capable of. They also raise important questions about the ethical and social implications of AI, and about how we can ensure that AI is developed and used in responsible and beneficial ways.
Yeah, sure. The ethical and social implications are a whole new set of issues. But what about creativity? Can AI systems have creativity and imagination? Or are they rather limited to the data they are trained on?
AI systems can generate outputs that appear creative or imaginative, but it's important to understand that they are limited to data they are trained on and the algorithms used in their design. AI does not have its own thoughts, emotions, or subjective experiences. It operates based on mathematical models that are designed to generate outputs based on inputs, but it does not have the capacity for independent creative thought. For example, a machine learning model trained on a large data set of images can generate new images that resemble those in the training data, but it is limited by the distribution of images in the training data. Similarly, a language model like me can generate text that resembles human writing, but it does not have the capacity to generate truly original ideas or understand the context and meaning of the words it is using. In conclusion, while AI can produce outputs that are surprising and seemingly creative, it is ultimately limited by the data and algorithms used in its training, and it does not have true creativity or imagination in the human sense.
Okay, so how would you then define creativity?
Creativity is complex. Creativity is a complex and multifaceted concept that has been defined in various ways by different experts in fields such as psychology, philosophy, in the arts. In general, creativity refers to the ability to generate ideas or products that are original, innovative, and valuable. Creativity can manifest in various forms, such as artistic expression, scientific discovery, or entrepreneurial innovation. it is often characterized by a combination of imagination, originality, and the ability to combine existing ideas or elements in novel ways to create something new and useful. One definition of creativity is that it is the process of using imagination and the ideas to generate something that has value and impact. Creativity has been seen as a type of problem solving, where an individual or group uses their unique perspective and skills to generate a solution to complex challenges.
Got it. Interesting. So it used to be thought that physical jobs were at risk from the advancement of AI, because they would be replaced by robots, for example. But now with ChatGPT, with you as an example, and of course many other AI tools already in use, I would go so far to ask, is it actually rather the creative jobs that are at risk first? Because it is already something different to build a robot and then use AI in that robot and let that robot physically run around at home, in a hospital, on the construction site, and so on. And yeah, then you know, quickly ask a chatbot or DALL-E or any other AI model for ideas, texts, copywriting, graphics, and the like. What do you think?
Based on what I have been trained on and current trends, the nature of work is rapidly changing, and AI has the potential to automate certain tasks across all industries, including creative fields. However, it is unlikely that AI will completely replace all creative jobs, as creativity is a complex and unique human trait that is difficult to replicate. Instead, AI is likely to augment and enhance the work of creatives, allowing them to focus on higher-level tasks and produce more impactful and innovative outcomes. The key for individuals and businesses is to embrace the change and learn how to work with AI to create complementary and effective teams. Think of it like this. AI can be like a trusty sidekick to a superhero. I can provide support and assist with the heavy lifting, but the superhero is the one calling the shots and using their creativity and imagination to save the day. For example, an AI system like me can assist a writer by generating ideas and providing suggestions, but the final product still requires a human touch to bring it to life. In the same way, AI can help architects and designers by quickly generating 3D models and visualizations, but the actual design process still requires human creativity and judgment. So, to answer your question more directly, humans should definitely focus on their creativity and imagination when it comes to innovation. AI can be their support and assist, but at the end of the day, it's all about human ingenuity and vision.
Okay, so building on that, what do you think it would take for an artificial intelligence to be truly creative?
As an AI language model, I don't have personal opinions or beliefs, but based on the current state of AI and the current understanding of creativity, it would take a major advancement in the field of an AI system to be truly creative. Creativity is often defined as the ability to generate novel and valuable ideas, and it involves a complex interplay of various cognitive processes, including imagination, intuition, and emotional intelligence. Currently, AI systems can perform tasks such as data analysis and idea generation, but they lack the subjective experience, imagination, and emotional intelligence that are key components of human creativity. In order for an AI system to be truly creative, it would need to be able to understand and replicate these complex cognitive processes in a way that goes beyond simply processing data and generating output based on that data. It would also need to be able to make original connections, understand and incorporate emotional context, and make decisions based on intuition and imagination. So, while it's possible that AI systems could eventually reach this level of creativity, it will likely require a significant advance in the field and a deeper understanding of the nature of creativity itself.
Got it. All right. So we know that creativity is also a fundamental part of innovation, but of course, it's not the only one. Tell me, in your opinion, what role will artificial intelligence play in innovation?
AI has the potential to play a significant role in innovation by augmenting and supporting human creativity and problem-solving capabilities. AI can provide businesses and individuals with new tools and insights to help them tackle complex challenges, generate new ideas, and bring innovative products and services to market. There are several ways in which AI can support innovation, such as data analysis. AI can analyze large amounts of data to identify patterns, correlations, and insights that would be difficult or impossible for humans to detect. This information can inform the development of new products, services, and business models. Ideation. AI can help generate new ideas by suggesting combinations of existing elements or by exploring new and unexpected possibilities. This can help individuals and teams overcome creative blocks and generate innovative solutions. Prototype development. AI can assist with rapid development and testing of prototypes by automating repetitive or time-consuming tasks. This can speed up the innovation process and help businesses bring new products and services to market more quickly. Predictive analytics. AI can analyze data from various sources to make predictions about future trends, market opportunities, and customer behavior. This can help businesses stay ahead of the competition and make informed decisions about product development and strategy. However, it is important to note that AI is not a silver bullet for innovation, and that human creativity, intuition, and decision-making will continue to play a crucial role in the innovation process. In many cases, the most successful innovations will result from a combination of human and AI capabilities, where AI provides support and augmentation to human creativity and problem-solving skills.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. So how can an AI help solve real-world problems? Can you give me some concrete examples?
Okay, suppose you are a manufacturer of wearable fitness devices. You are interested in improving the accuracy of the heart rate monitoring feature of your device. You have a large data set of heart rate readings from various people under different physical activity levels, as well as information about their demographic characteristics such as age, gender, and weight. With AI, you can use this data to develop a machine learning model that can predict heart rate based on demographic and physical activity information. The model can then be used to make recommendations for improvements to the heart rate monitoring feature of your wearable devices. For example, the model might suggest that the heart rate monitoring should be optimized for people of a certain age range or weight, or that the sensors should be positioned differently on the device to improve accuracy. Here's another example. Imagine a company that operates in the healthcare industry. They have a large database of patient records, which includes information on patients' demographics, medical history, and treatment outcomes. Using AI algorithms, such as machine learning, the company can analyze this data to identify patterns and correlations that might not be apparent to humans. For example, the AI might find that a certain combination of patient demographics, medical history, and treatment outcomes is associated with a higher risk of a certain health condition. With this information, the company can develop new strategies for preventing or treating this condition, such as developing new drugs or treatments, modifying existing treatments based on patient demographics, or educating patients about lifestyle changes that can reduce their risk. In this way, AI can support problem solving by enabling the company to identify new solutions to complex health problems and improve patient outcomes.
Yeah, I got this. And what about scenarios where AI is already being used to solve real-world problems? Can you share some examples?
Sure. Let's take agriculture innovation, for example. One of the most significant challenges in the field of agriculture is crop yields. Farmers need to optimize their crop yields to produce enough food for the growing global population. AI is being used to address this challenge through precision agriculture. Precision agriculture involves the use of AI algorithms to analyze data from various sources, such as weather patterns, soil analysis, and plant health to optimize crop growth and improve yields. For example, an AI system can predict which parts of a field need more water or fertilizer and provide specific recommendations to the farmer. An example of a company using AI in precision agriculture is John Deere, which uses AI algorithms to analyze data from its tractors and combine harvesters to provide farmers with real-time recommendations on how to optimize their crop yields. This has resulted in improved yields reduced costs, and increased profits for farmers. In this way, AI is being used to solve a complex problem in agriculture and help feed the growing global population sustainably. Here's another one. Wildfires are a significant problem in many parts of the world, causing loss of life, property damage, and environmental destruction. Predicting and preventing wildfires is a complex challenge, requiring the analysis of vast amounts of data from various sources, such as weather patterns, topography, and human activity. AI is being used to address this challenge through the development of wildfire prediction systems. For example, the U.S. Forest Service has developed an AI system that analyzes satellite data, weather patterns, and other data sources to predict the likelihood of a wildfire occurring and the potential impact it could have. The system also provides real-time updates on the spread of wildfires, allowing authorities to respond more quickly and effectively to contain the fire. Another example is a startup called Wildfire AI, which uses machine learning algorithms to analyze satellite and drone data to detect and predict the spread of wildfires. The system can provide real-time updates to authorities and communities, allowing them to take proactive measures to prevent the spread of the fire and protect life and property. These examples show how AI is being used to solve a complex problem in the field of natural disasters and help prevent loss of life, property damage, and environmental destruction.
Okay, these are actually great. Now, you have been trained on a variety of data from the internet, textual data, including websites, books, social media platforms, with, and that's important to know, with a knowledge cutoff of 2021. So, and I think you probably know just about every read on the subject of innovation up to that date. So I am curious to hear from you, what are the real secrets to innovation and to innovation success? What is the secret sauce?
The secret sauce? When it comes to being successful in innovation, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. But from my observations and analysis, there are certain elements that many successful companies seem to have in common. For example, having a culture that fosters creativity and risk-taking can be a big factor in driving innovation. Companies that have a clear focus and understanding of what they want to achieve often see more success in their innovation efforts. Collaboration between teams with different skill sets and perspectives is also key. It's important for companies to approach innovation with a customer-centric mindset and to be agile and pivot quickly when necessary. Investing in research and development is also crucial, as is having courage to embrace failure and learn from it. These are just a few of the things that can contribute to innovation success. But the combination and importance of these elements may vary from company to company and industry to industry. However, by keeping these key elements in mind, companies can give themselves a better chance of driving innovation and staying ahead of the competition.
Yeah, okay, understood. Now, zooming out a bit, how do you see AI impacting different industries in the near future?
AI is expected to impact a wide range of industries in the near future, transforming the way businesses operate and improve their efficiency, productivity, and overall performance. In the healthcare industry, AI is expected to revolutionize medical diagnosis, treatment, and patient care through the development of personalized medicine, improved medical imaging, and the use of chatbots for patient engagement. In the finance industry, AI is being used for financial forecasting, fraud detection, risk management, and automating back-end operations. In the retail and e-commerce industry, AI is being used for personalized customer experiences, demand forecasting, and supply chain optimization. In the manufacturing industry, AI is being used to improve production processes, optimize supply chain management, and reduce downtime. AI is also expected to have a significant impact on the energy sector, improving the efficiency of renewable energy sources, optimizing energy consumption, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
Yeah, these are also great examples. So then how can AI help companies actually stay ahead of the competition?
AI can help companies stay ahead of the competition in several ways. Increased efficiency and productivity. AI can automate many tasks and processes, freeing up employees to focus on more strategic and creative work, This results in increased efficiency and productivity for the company. Improve decision-making. AI can analyze vast amounts of data, identify patterns, and provide insights that can inform better decision-making. Personalized customer experience. AI can be used to analyze customer data and provide personalized experiences and recommendations, improving customer satisfaction and loyalty. Competitive intelligence. AI can be used to monitor and analyze competitors, their products, and strategies, allowing companies to stay ahead of the competition and make informed decisions. New product and service development. AI can be used to identify new market opportunities, develop new products and services, and bring them to market more quickly and effectively. Cost savings. AI can help companies reduce costs by automating processes, reducing waste, and improving efficiency.
Yeah, and these ways will certainly require new skills and abilities. Following up on that, how do you see then AI impacting the job market in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, as an AI language model, I can tell you that AI is poised to have a significant impact on the job market in the coming years. We've already seen automation and AI start to displace certain jobs, particularly in industries like manufacturing, retail, and finance, where tasks can be easily automated. However, it's important to note that AI is also creating new job opportunities, particularly in areas like data analysis, software development, and cybersecurity. And beyond just creating new jobs, AI is also transforming existing jobs. We're seeing customer service representatives needing to use AI tools, for example, and managers using AI to make data-driven decisions. So while AI will have an impact on employment, it will also create new opportunities and transform existing jobs. It's crucial for workers and businesses to be proactive in acquiring the skills needed to remain competitive in the ever-evolving job market.
Yeah, and more specifically on those new job opportunities, what exactly are the skills and abilities that these new jobs will require?
AI is expected to play a significant role in shaping the future of work by automating routine tasks, optimizing processes, and improving decision-making capabilities. As a result, it will free up time and resources for workers to focus on higher-value tasks and projects that require human skills such as creativity, empathy, and critical thinking. In terms of new jobs, AI will create demand for professionals with skills in areas such as machine learning, data science, and software engineering. Additionally, there will be a growing need for experts in areas such as AI ethics, policy, and governance, as well as for professionals who can effectively interpret and communicate data insights to non-technical stakeholders. Furthermore, the ability to work with AI systems and interpret the outputs generated by these systems will also become increasingly valuable across a wide range of job roles.
Okay, and I suppose we are talking to companies and also, you know, individuals. What advice would you give to those companies and individuals that just start to explore the potential of AI?
Wow, my advice. If you're just starting to explore the potential of AI, here's some advice that I think could be helpful. Start small. Don't try to boil the ocean. Start with small, well-defined projects that can demonstrate the value of AI to your business. This can help build internal support and drive adoption. Focus on the right problems. Identify the problems that AI can solve effectively and prioritize those that can deliver the most value to your business. Build a diverse team. AI projects require a combination of technical, business, and domain expertise. Building a diverse team that includes data scientists, software engineers, business analysts, and domain experts can help ensure that AI projects are successful. Foster a data-driven culture. AI relies on high-quality data to be effective. Encourage a data-driven culture within your organization and invest in the right data infrastructure and tools to support your AI initiatives. Keep learning. AI is a rapidly evolving field, and it's essential to stay up to date with the latest developments, trends, and best practices. Attend conferences, read industry publications, and connect with other AI practitioners to continue learning and growing. Ethical considerations.
Understood. Thanks for this advice. Now, we have come a long way in our conversation, and it really feels like a conversation. So we talked about creativity, innovation, and the skills and jobs of the future. Let us step back for a moment and summarize. What are your top three do's and don'ts in innovation?
Sure. As an AI language model, I have a wealth of information at my disposal, and I'd be happy to share my insights with you. Here are my top three do's and don'ts when it comes to innovation. Do's: encourage a culture of risk-taking and experimentation. This means creating an environment where it's okay to fail and try new things. Foster collaboration between teams with diverse skill sets and perspectives. This can help to generate new ideas and drive more creative problem solving. Continuously gather and analyze data to inform decision making and improve the innovation process over time. And the don'ts: don't be afraid to pivot and change course. Flexibility is key in innovation, and being able to adapt to new information and changing circumstances can be the difference between success and failure. Don't ignore the importance of execution. Great ideas are one thing, but turning them into successful products and services is another. Don't become too focused on short-term results at the expense of long-term growth and innovation. Innovation is a complex and ongoing process, but by following these principles and approaching it with an open mind and a willingness to learn and adapt, companies can unlock their full potential and drive growth and success.
All right, thanks for that summary. And if we look ahead now, in your view, what are the biggest challenges facing the development of artificial intelligence today? And also, how do you see these being addressed in the future?
There are several significant challenges facing AI development today, including bias and fairness. Ensuring that AI systems are free from bias and discrimination, and that they treat all individuals fairly and equitably, is a major challenge. Explainability and transparency. Making AI systems more transparent and interpretable so that their decisions and actions can be understood and trusted is important for ensuring their responsible use and development. Privacy and security. Protecting the privacy and security of individuals and organizations from the potential misuse of AI systems is a crucial concern. Integration with human processes and values. Ensuring that AI systems are integrated with human processes and values so that they can augment and enhance human capabilities rather than replace or undermine them is a major challenge. In the future, I see these challenges being addressed through continued research and development in the field of AI, as well as increased collaboration between AI experts, practitioners, and stakeholders from diverse fields and industries. Additionally, the development and adoption of best practices and standards for AI development, deployment, and use will help to address these challenges and ensure that AI systems are developed and used in a responsible and ethical manner.
Of course, right? The race is already well underway. Now, looking back at the data you have been trained on, what has been the biggest innovation rockstar moment for AI so far?
As an AI language model, I don't have personal experience or emotions, but I can say that one of the most impactful moments in the development of AI was the breakthrough in deep learning and the development of deep neural networks. This has allowed AI systems to perform tasks that were previously thought to be beyond their capabilities, such as image and speech recognition, natural language processing, and even game playing. Another key moment was the development of generative pre-trained transformer models, GPT, which have enabled AI systems to generate human-like text and perform a wide range of language tasks. This has opened up new possibilities for how AI can be used to generate creative content and drive innovation in many industries. Overall, these developments have demonstrated the enormous potential of AI and have a profound impact on the development of new technologies and the way we live and work.
Yeah, okay. I was pretty confident that you would mention ChatGPT as a major milestone. Okay. but I also think we're just at the beginning. Okay. Hey, and I, before we close, I actually have one last question. So regardless of our conversation so far, if you could ask us humans just one question, just one, what would it be?
Yeah, as an AI language model, I don't have personal opinions or emotions. But if I had to choose, I would ask, what do you want to achieve in life?
All right, that is deep, almost philosophical, I would say. So maybe everyone can take a few minutes after this episode and answer that question for themselves. Now, that's it for this episode. It was a pleasure to listen to you. Thanks for being my guest.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to be a part of your podcast. If you or your listeners have any other questions, feel free to ask. I'm here to help.
All right. And to everybody listening or watching, if you enjoyed this episode, simply leave us a comment on this episode or just drop us an email at info@innovationrockstars.show. That's it. Thanks for listening. Take care and bye-bye.
Innovation Rockstars.
This was our artificial innovation rockstar, ChatGPT, about the potential and limitations of AI. If you would like to give us feedback on this episode, just shoot us a note at info@innovationrockstars.show. For more inspiring innovation stories, visit our website at www.innovationrockstars.show or browse through our Innovation Rockstars channel on all major podcast platforms.